Intros are hard when you're doing them on the spot.
I see that.
Right now. What is up, Dolphin fan? I wanted to say for veteran leadership, but that's what happened just completely out of my head. Welcome to another Dolphin Collective. Hope everyone is having a fantastic Monday. Yeah, we're going to be talking about veterans. We're going to be talking about who could be shot still. Again, there's the Achan and there's the Brooks, but there might be more, and we'll talk about that. Also, don't forget to check out Prize Picks, official sponsor. We will be talking about them later in the video. TD is going to help us make some of those picks as well. If you want to become a member, hit the join button next to the subscribe button. We are getting closer and closer to 13,000 subscribers. Eric, we're less than 200. So if you're new and you like what you see, hit that subscribe button, hit the like button on your way in. So we got some more visits. I think Mekhi Lemon, is it official now that he has come in and visited the Miami Dolphins? We had 15 at one point, so I think we're getting closer and closer.
Oh, there's more than 15.
Yeah. Someone posted something that was very interesting about the 30 visits. Now, this is the old regime, not the new regime, but I think of the past like 10 years, we've only drafted one player that we've had come in for the 30 visit.
That's not true.
From 2015 to 2025.
I saw that too, and I said, we're sure
that's
about
not
that?
True. That's not
2015, they said, is the only time we drafted one of those players.
No, Patrick Paul was a 30 visit.
Was he?
Yeah, like people stop. Like y'all don't know what the hell y'all talking
about. Oh, first round. Sorry, it's a first round.
Oh, Vontae Davis was a 30 visit. Like, I don't know what year.
That's before 2015. And so it was in 2015 that would be Devontae Parker then.
Yeah, 2015, I could do more if you'd like, but I don't think it matters, and I really don't care. Like 30 visits are not one. They're great now for media members because they drive traffic, but Alan can tell you 30 visits don't really move the needle. They're not.
It means the Dolphins definitely are drafting those players, or maybe they're not.
Yeah, or it means the Dolphins are trying to send a smoke signal out to distract teams. Right now, this is lying season. Like can't believe, unless you have a great relationship with somebody, you cannot believe a single thing you hear coming from agents, players, coaches, executives, scouts, because they're all just gathering information. And they're just telling you whatever, just so that they can get information in and put together their little mock drafts and be able to talk about players that they can procure from other teams like the Dolphins. And, you know, who you hearing is on the trade block, who you hearing, you know, agents trying to get players moved to basically put them in a better position or get them more money. Mm-hmm. It's all lies, and more lies.
TD, what were you going to say?
Well, I might as well, with 4 minutes in, let me just get it out the way. Was Tua a 30 visit?
No, Tua was not a 30 visit.
COVID. There was
Should have been.
You just had to throw him in.
They met with him at the combine. They met with him multiple times. So I don't know what your point is. Like,
so they did meet with him.
That was a COVID year, so I don't recall.
Yeah, there weren't 30 visits.
But we went to the Senior Bowl that year. And that was before COVID. That was before COVID shut everything down. I'm not sure, but I think Tua was in Alabama at the Senior Bowl and talked to teams. That not participating, but I believe he did talk to teams.
We know he was at the combine because there's this famous video of you at his press conference, and I took a glance over at you, and you're like,
yes, Sam has that video. Yeah, that became. Yeah.
Why are we talking about Tua?
Because you're the one.
Straight Soldier Boy on you.
Hey, I think Omar was gonna be blushing, but you know, hey, he's just happy. All right, let's roll.
Moving on.
somebody.
Top 30 of his own. Okay.
You guys' thoughts on the whole Reuben Bain situation? Does it smell like a whole gas mask incident with Tunsil? What is the Reuben Bain situation? Is it his arms?
Are you serious?
You haven't heard about the Reuben Bain situation? No.
Out of the loop.
Oh, that's crazy. Y'all haven't heard about it.
Oh, I know about it. I'm aware. Oh,
okay.
What's the Reuben Bain situation?
He was involved in a vehicular accident a couple of years ago. He was initially charged with reckless driving. There was a 22-year-old female in the car with him who went into a coma as a result of the accident, sadly passed away not long thereafter. And then the report just came out. Supposedly, there were some people who reached out to the family of the young lady to get comments on the story, and their request was, we'll make a public comment, but can we wait until after the draft, because they still have a lot of respect for Reuben Bain Jr. and didn't want to focus away from that. And the story came out, and in their statement, they said, you know, we were still dealing with the loss, and we wish for Reuben nothing but the best moving forward.
So she passed. The charges were dismissed.
Correct.
About 2 weeks before she actually passed.
Correct.
So he was not held criminally liable. I'm not sure if they're going to wait to file civil liability claims. So we'll wait till the draft and we'll see.
He's going to fall, isn't he?
No, he's going to fall. He was going to fall no matter what.
But is he going to fall further now? You add this onto the arm length?
No, the teams knew about this.
If he gets to 11, what are we doing?
His arms have been growing longer.
Can't they put extensions on him?
Good enough against the run to make me take the pick based on stacking my board properly. He's clearly stacked on my board, and wherever he falls, that's where I will select him.
So what, all the guys,
wherever he falls, that's where I was.
If I have him graded as a top 10 player and all my top 10 players are gone, okay. I'm taking
him. So we've been operating under the assumption that he's not going to be there. And we've been talking about Delane, final. We've been talking about these players.
He's probably going to be there. If Kansas City doesn't take him, he's probably going to be there.
So if he's there, you're taking him over the old lineman, over Delaney, all of those guys?
It depends on who is available and how I stack my board. Mauanoa is probably the only offensive lineman I would take ahead of him.
Detect a pattern there with Omar?
Huh?
Detect a pattern there with Omar?
No. I like the Penn State kid too, but I'm not drafting a guard it.
Caleb Downs or Reuben Bain Jr.
That's a good question. Reuben,
Isn't a pass rusher more valuable?
Reuben Bain.
I don't know, TD.
Because man, you need a dude that is not going to be bullied.
Halfley says he runs his defense through his safeties. And Caleb Downs.
Where did you hear that, by the way?
From him.
Yeah, he's. When was it? He said it? I heard the same thing too, or read the same thing as well.
Yeah, I need to find that quote because I've heard it multiple times and it's true. He said it. I just have never heard it in its context. But we could do that later. We don't need to do that on air.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
If you're Twitter,
I think it was. I think I got it from Isaiah Smalls.
Yes, it's Isaiah has. Isaiah yeah, has. His Isaiah article. Probably written about it, and I thought it was a private conversation. I'm not sure, but yeah, I'm
not
sure
anymore.
Yeah. Listen, he does indeed run his defense through his safeties. So you need a very intelligent leader, alpha male, like a guy,
a smart one,
who can run a defense. Now, I think this safety class is very deep. I think Caleb Downs is a strong safety in the NFL. I don't have a 40 time to verify that he can be a free safety in the NFL. He can move around and he could be a chess piece, but I think he's better in the box. If that's how you want to run your defense, cool. I just think that there are a lot of good safeties in the later rounds. I could get a good safety on day 2. I can't get a good defensive end edge player in day two. It's risky.
Mm-hmm. But to me, it all boils down positional value, because TD, you brought this up. For positional value, give me the pass rusher before the safety. But yeah. I have a lot more confidence that Caleb Downs is going to be a stud in the NFL than I do with Reuben Bain Jr. That's why, to me, I would go Caleb Downs.
You have a very valid point. And he's a safe. He's him and the Penn State guard are probably the safest picks in the first round. You can expect both of them to have good solid 8-year careers if they're not injured. So you know, I just don't know if they're going to be difference makers.
Keldrick Falk is 6'6". Jesus Christmas. That's a huge man. I'm just looking at the prospects right now.
Looks the part.
We got to do a mock draft by the time we the mock draft for the Dolphins by the end of this week.
I say Friday.
Friday?
Friday.
I'm on board with that.
That's what I'm doing mine. We'll do Friday, and then we can even do another one next Monday. We got to come up with a schedule next week.
We got three episodes a week, so we have plenty of time to talk amongst one another.
Talk to you guys.
Alan,
you know you miss me, Alan.
Alan be grouchy sometimes, man.
Sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes he be grouchy.
Sometimes. Turned into Palpatine over there. Do it. So, speaking of some of these draft prospects, injury prone. I just did my top five cornerback prospects, and I put Mansoor Delaney 1, and I put McCoy 2, because him not playing football last year scares the crap out of me. I don't know if I can pull the trigger there. Now, if they take him, like if they, I don't know if he'll be there if you trade down, but if they trade down and take Jermaine McCoy, then okay. But we have the worst luck. Like if the Eagles draft Jermaine McCoy, he's playing like 6 straight years, no injury concerns, nothing. We take him, he's playing 3 games this year. And
that's only under Chris Greer, dog.
That's only games. He's playing 9 games.
Yeah, no, it's because we're still on that Indian burial ground. That's why.
Hey, there you go. Gotta move.
We all know the reason. It's real. I grew up there. It's real.
We got to pull a SpongeBob. We just got to pick up the stadium, and we need to move it somewhere else.
Yeah, and you got those guys all over the place. Like Jordan Tyson's the best wide receiver, except he's got a long list of injury. Caleb Banks, a defensive tackle. That guy's a freak. Mm-hmm. But kind of got a very scary long injury history. You mentioned McCoy, and I'm sure I'm forgetting a ton of them right now.
We caught some of the quarterbacks. Ty Simpson has got, you know, all kinds of medical issues, I believe.
Drew Aller,
who I, by the way, I'm obsessed with Drew Aller.
So you're an arm queen, that's why.
Yeah, I have morphed. I have become an arm queen. I cannot ignore the rifle on his arm. I'm sorry, he's fundamentally flawed. He probably needs 2-3 seasons of coaching. But man, if I could fix him, woo, you got something there. Yeah.
But how high do you take a shot with him?
4th round.
Okay.
No, third. I might third round.
I'm telling you that last third.
My last third is probably going to be used for him. Okay. If he's not
I don't think there. He'll be there.
You think you don't think he'll be there?
I think he'll be late second, early third.
Whoa. Okay.
I mean, there's certain teams that have just been so quiet, nobody's talking about, but they got to do something now. Pittsburgh. Rams, like their situation long term, they got to do something now.
Pittsburgh, Rams, who else is Jets, Phoenix,
Arizona,
Arizona. No, that's Phoenix.
You said Phoenix.
Sorry.
I'm going back in time to when they were actually the Phoenix Cardinals.
I think you need a plan with the Packers. Clearly, need a backup, or did they sign a backup? They're going to draft.
They find a backup.
They're going to draft the guy.
Desmond Ridder or something.
Yeah. There are very few teams that actually need quarterbacks, though.
Even the Colts, they still might want to look at, you know.
Colts, Chiefs.
And I think they're going. No, why Chiefs have Will Levis been moved? Why hasn't Richardson been moved?
Maybe draft.
Draft time.
Yeah. Third why day. Hasn't the 49ers backup former
Mac Jones said he's under contract and they like having a good backup with a quarterback who's often injured.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh well, okay. If he hasn't been traded by now, he's probably not gonna be traded.
But they're a contending team. They can't afford to have a complete stiff if Brock Purdy gets hurt. So that's why they're gonna hang on to Mac Jones, unless they get blown away by an offer.
Hmm.
It's a little bit late to be blown away by an offer now.
Do it. But I should the Dolphins take a quarterback?
Yes, absolutely.
But if it, let me ask you, let me see if I can question this properly. If it doesn't, so say someone falls. And each time the Dolphins have a chance, like, are we really at the point where every year we're going to take a seventh round quarterback?
No, no, don't take a seventh round quarterback. Take a quarterback that you like in this process and develop them. Like, take I think Halfley made it kind of clear that he wants an athletic quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's his preference. So you got a very short list of options here. If you have a chance at one of these guys with a little bit of athleticism and a decent arm like Drew Aller, you better take him. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe even Taylor Green. You better. I'm not even a Green fan, but they want to draft and develop players. If you think in 2 years you might need a new quarterback because. Malik, 3 years, you might need a new quarterback because Malik is too expensive or injury prone or whatever. You need to start developing him now. Like, that's the Green Bay way.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you not take a quarterback?
Yeah. Because unless it's somebody, to me, the only way I take a quarterback is if somebody who's got ridiculous athletic traits where you're taking a shot, which is also why I wouldn't spend a high pick on him. Like, to me, a third-round pick for Drew Aller, a little bit rich for me.
But we got four of them. We got
I understand. They also need a lot of players. I would put spending a five or a seven or moving into a six and then going with Talen Green over there, which is not going to cost you as much. And, again, you look at Talen Green, he's got the mobility, who is like a very poor man's Colin Kaepernick coming out of Nevada right now.
Mm.
And what?
He ain't Colin Kaepernick. Sorry.
Didn't I say it was a poor man's version of Colin Kaepernick? The profile's the same. He's 6'6", he's lanky, and he can run. And he's got a gun, except Colin Kaepernick didn't spray the ball over the place like this guy does. And he could play quarterback a little bit coming out of college. But the profile is kind of similar.
Did you see that Diego Pavia does not have an agent?
No. That was when he was doing the NIL stuff in college.
Yeah, he's with Malky.
Okay, he has an agent now? Because I saw that, and I'm like, this kid is not helping himself if he does not get an agent.
He's with Malky. Y'all don't – Malky's a Miami-based agent. He's really big in the MMA game and MMA world, and used to be University of Miami runner, which is in Money Bag Man. Sorry.
But he puts that back because that, Doug, what you're referencing came out, and there's some other media folks who saw that and were like, wow, that's crazy. And he's like, people, that's not good. That has nothing to do with him going to the NFL draft. That was dealing when he was signing his NIL deal. That's when he didn't have an agent.
Yeah. To go back to my original point, like, it to me, it seems like, and it kind of goes to what Omar was saying, like, if we get to the third round and there are players that the Dolphins have listed higher than, you know, Aller, than, you know, even, you know, Jalen Daniels. I know he's smaller, but that's a good quarterback. Talen Green, Cole Payton, all of these guys. Do they just bypass because they're like, hey, we have so-and-so higher on the list, so we're going to take him. And then does it get to a point where, again, we're in the fifth, seventh round because we don't have a sixth and we're taking another quarterback?
I don't want to waste our time in a later round on a quarterback. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to waste my time in the later rounds on a quarterback. Like, why? Take one you love. Take one you think can be an NFL starter.
Could you see a guy like Cole Payton or Talen Green go undrafted?
Oh, like who?
Cole Payton or Taylen Green go undrafted?
Cole Payton's going to be probably day two pick, early fourth round pick. Cole Payton's one of the quarterbacks a lot of people like.
Yeah. Most of all these guys is coming out at their positions getting drafted. I even think Beck gets drafted late.
Beck's cool. Not for me, but he's cool.
He's another guy.
What is your issue with Beck?
Bro, how many times did he come up short in critical moments?
View it as a NFL backup, though. Is he not like the perfect fit to be an NFL backup?
He's got a pretty good floor. Among quarterbacks coming into the NFL, he's got a pretty good floor, as in you know what his baseline is going to be.
Seventh round.
So what?
Seventh round.
I think he goes before. He's going to be 25.
I think he goes fifth.
Yeah, he could go before that. I would spend a seventh rounder on him.
What happened to Omar? What happened to the Ula?
That's why you think I'm biased to the Ula. I'm not biased to the Ula. I just know talent.
I just want talent. That's funny.
I saw that kid live in Louisville. I want a live playing losing to Louisville. I don't want nothing to do with him.
That was a bad loss too.
Nothing like that. Yeah. That I don't. He must have had diarrhea or something. he played horribly. It's one game, but and they still got to the national championship game. Critical moments in the national championship game. How did the game end?
Oh, that was a booty chief play. I mean,
no
defending it.
I think we've done enough time with quarterbacks who can't rise to the occasion.
But,
when's the last time we had a quarterback couldn't rise to the occasion?
I don't know what you're talking about because I'm
just probing you. So.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm moving on to the next. I'm moving on to Malik Willis. That's what I'm moving
on. That's good. Let's do it.
Jeez Louise. I don't even know what number we're up to. I think we're up to like 4 or 5 now. I'm gonna make a counter. How am I gonna do it? I don't know because it's hard to do it on StreamYard, but I'm gonna do it. Let's get to some prize picks. T, what do you got? What do you got cooking up over there?
Man, we got a lot cooking up because prize picks is the hottest. Everybody need to just go in the description of the video and click on the link and download prize picks because guess what? If you play $5, you get $50 instantly in lineups, but you got to use code HMA. And right now, man, I'm all about NBA. There's people about NHL and all type of different sports, but I'm a huge NBA fan. And tonight I got something cooking. I got LaMelo over 17.5. Bam. I still can't get the 80 plus points out of my head. So he better go off for at least more than 22 tonight, man. And then, I'm talking Tyrese Maxey. He been balling to be quiet. I mean, look at how his career has evolved. And then Wagner, who's been very consistent for the Magic, over 17.5. And two more, Kawhi Leonard has been putting up some big numbers lately because we're getting ready for the playoffs. I think we're entering the playoffs next week. And Steph warming up for it as well, over 26.5. So you can tell this lineup, you can get in on the action on Prize Picks. The beautiful thing is, if you're watching right now, it's available in so many more states. We're talking about Texas, Florida, California, the big states, and many more. So go check it out. Supporting our sponsors is supporting the channel. Follow me on Prize Picks, TD Fins Talk, and that way you can follow me as well.
Shout out to Kevin. He said he won $1,200 on Prize Picks over the weekend. You go, Kevin. I love using Prize Picks. Daily fantasy is fun. I have a blast using. I'm doing the future stuff, so you can go on there. You can pick your future stuff, future picks and stuff. I'll tell you what I did for future, and you guys can tell me if I'm out of my mind or not.
You're out of your mind. Oh, sorry.
Do you all notice we're all wearing black? I think
I got like a blue.
We're the men in black.
Yeah, it's like a beige. It's like not beige. It's like a navy blue. I normally wear black. So the one day I don't wear black, all three of you guys wear black. I took Devontae Adams with more receiving yards than 824. Bo Nix, I took less than 24 and a half touchdowns. Javonte Williams, I took more rushing yards than 1,124. And Bryce Young, I took less passing yards than 3,125.
This the futures?
Yeah.
You going to go Bo Nix less than he added Waddle?
Yeah, because I'm thinking like it was 24. So I'm thinking like 24 and a half. Like if he gets 24 touchdowns, then I still, you know, I win. I just don't know, man. I don't have a good feeling about Bo Nix.
It's the year.
Let's get to some of those donations. It's DeGriff said, old news, but must be said. Mike and Waddle fall out because Waddle wanted Mr. Limited bench pink early in the season, but Mike refused. Omar knows the truth. Is that true?
I don't know.
You don't know what?
Sir.
I don't know.
You got to probe Omar. You don't know what?
I mean, you got to define what's earlier in the season.
Week 7.
Which Cleveland game. Cleveland game.
No.
Yeah. Week 10.
Week 10?
No, they won week 10. That was
week 4.
No, absolutely not. Man. There was a point in the season where players who happened to be playing with that quarterback realized that, yeah, we got no chance with the way teams are playing us.
I think four of us realized that very soon.
And, you know, Pittsburgh just outed you. So
did it hurt because it was a primetime game, or
remember the we tell him to throw the ball deep, to throw interceptions that are like a punt.
Punts, yeah.
Yeah, we still throw the ball deep around here, kind of. And they had a touchdown pass in that game, too. So a deep touchdown pass. But
that was the Bills game, right?
That was the Bills game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tua could only throw the ball 40 yards.
Comeback routes, man.
Deep comeback.
Oh boy.
I don't know if that's true. I'm sorry. I know there was a point where Waddle was like, it's time. But
it's true.
I don't know what week that was.
I think it was week like 12, 2024.
Hey, and
four years too late.
Shout out to Carlos for becoming a member. He hit that join button next to the subscribe button. Shout out to you,
Carlos.
Garp Gump said, Dougley, when you say shout out to our sponsor, no worries. But when you ask for a huge shout out, I think it upsets my neighbors. Terp, I'm gonna call you Terp. Terp said, but I like Terp.
What is that?
I like Dylan Thineman, the safety from the Ducks. He's got damn near the same stats as Downs. Yeah. He'll be another first round
pick. Love those safeties from the Oregon Ducks.
You're a Javon Holland fan now? We're on McKinley the third. Another
I'm being facetious, of course.
Oh,
Omar putting his hood up. We get tickets to the gun show.
I've been working out, and I've been making a lot of progress. We're on month 5.
There you go.
I'm getting a lot stronger. I'm proud of myself.
There you go.
For the record, I'm about to begin HGH. I'm nearly 50 years old. I feel nearly 50 years old. And hopefully this is going to help me feel younger, recover faster, less injuries. And why NFL players can't take it, I have absolutely no idea.
You should go to the Bahamas.
Bahamas has a lot of stem cell and good things for you. I should make a trip to the Bahamas. We need a sponsor. Atlantis, come get him.
Oh, man.
Gary said, do the majority of so-called draft experts actually see prospects in person?
Mel Kiper does not, and that is my biggest gripe with Mel Kiper. He does not go on the road, does not watch college games, does not go to the Senior Bowl, does not go to the NFL Combine.
You don't go to the Combine?
He does not go to the Combine.
Hey, at least do that.
Yeah. So you could quote Mel Kiper all you want. He has no validity to me in this world of evaluating talent.
Who the hell is Mel Kiper anyway?
If you can't see it, you gotta see a quarterback. You gotta see a quarterback throw live. You just
Thank you, Bill Tobin.
So hilarious. Well, how long was Mel doing it at that point? He was young. He was young in that.
5-ish years, maybe.
If you guys don't know, who did he want? Trent, I think it was Trent Dilfer.
Colts had 2 picks in the top 5. He wanted them to take Trent Dilfer.
And the Colts didn't. And he was like, that's why the Colts are the laughing stock of the NFL and they will be, blah, blah, blah. And then,
fun fact, the Colts that year, I believe, took Marshall Faulk and Trev Alberts.
And he was like, who was that? The GM or the owner of the Colts?
I was a GM.
He was like, who the hell is Mel Kiper anyway?
I got a mailman next door knows as much about players as Mel Kiper does.
Oh, my God. Mel Kiper, who was it? He got drafted to the Panthers. He said if he's not – who was it, the quarterback?
Rick Meyer?
No, it was from Notre Dame.
Jimmy Clausen.
Yeah, he said if Jimmy Clausen isn't like an all pro or something, then I'm gonna quit or something. Still doing it. Mel Kiper still doing it. That always makes me laugh about the draft. And especially like when we put out videos or we put out stuff and just people who watch or whatever say, oh, he's not gonna be there, or oh, you know, he's not gonna this, or you know, that's too soon for so and so. Like no one knows.
Nobody.
We know nothing.
Not even the teams.
No, it's just a crapshoot.
By the way, look at the hit rate, like in the first 3 rounds, all around the NFL. It's a whole lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the Dolphins.
Their hit rate's not drastically worse than a lot of teams around the NFL. Sorry.
We usually hit with our first round.
Usually.
We usually do.
Yeah, except, hold on. When's the last time they like nailed the crap out of a first round pick? And then look at, they've also had some really bad whiffs in the first round recently. Charles Harris, Deion Jordan.
Noah Igbinoghi.
Pouncey might have been the last one.
The last one they really nailed, I'd say probably Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah.
Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
Good player. He got $24 million. Yeah, but
would you call him really a nail it when Jeffrey Simmons went 4 picks later? Same position, better player.
Still, he still nailed it though. I mean, he could have been a better player, but it's still for the value. I think
Simmons had injury risks. Yeah,
everybody knew the guy was a complete.
Would you say Minka?
Minka was a hit. Absolutely,
was a hit.
Yeah, Waddle.
At number 6,
he wasn't worth the value at that pick. No,
no.
Unfortunately, I liked it at the time, but the more it goes on,
Waddle about to show y'all he was a hit when he go to Denver.
Okay, cool.
Damn, looking at our first round pick,
through Micah Parsons, Dolphins could have had instead of Waddle.
Since we're in draft mode, let's go through our first round picks, and then I'll get to this donation over the past 20 years. So we have Kenneth Grant, Chop Robinson, none in 2023, none in 2022, Waddle Phillips, Tua, Austin Jackson, Noah Igbinoghi, Christian Wilkins, Minka Fitzpatrick, those are good. Charles Harris, no. Laremy Tunsil, good. Devontae Parker. Was Devontae Parker worth the 14th overall pick?
No. Okay. Correct, but he had a respectable.
He played like a second rounder.
Juwan James, was he worth the 19th overall, you think?
No. Juwan James had a solid NFL career.
No.
Yes.
19th pick on a solid at best right tackle. No. Sorry.
Deion Jordan. Ryan Tannehill, 8th overall pick.
Made $160 million in his career.
So was he worth the eighth overall pick?
Tennessee proved he was.
No, Ryan Tannehill was 12th.
No, he was eighth overall.
Eighth overall, my bad. Sorry.
In 2012. In
2012. Mike Pouncey.
By the way, did he stop it?
Pouncey was worth it.
100%. 15th overall, 100%. Jared Odrick, 28th overall.
That was a weird draft.
He was solid for us.
You snuck in there.
If you remember that year, the Dolphins actually had the 12th overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
They traded with the Chargers for 28 and a second round pick that they used on Ford.
I was just about to say, how we get the 28th pick? We must have traded.
Vontae Davis, 25th overall pick.
Good draft pick. Just didn't work out for the organization.
Another trade.
No, we were. That was after the 2008 season. So,
yeah, they were good that year.
25th. So we were like the seventh best team in the NFL.
Yeah, they won the division in 2008.
Did we play the Steelers in the playoffs?
Yeah,
played
Ravens. The Steelers game.
Ravens.
Oh, Ravens. Okay, okay.
Steelers
2016. We got smacked.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
We were like, let's try some Wildcat. They were like, sit down. Are you trying that Wildcat? Get the hell out of here.
That was Ray Harry. I remember a year.
Sit down. Every time we played the Ravens in that decade, we're like, sit down. What are you doing?
I remember a year. It was a Chad Henne era. It was a road game against the Ravens, and I went into the Ravens locker room to see Ed Reed, and at that time I had friends on that team, and they were mocking Chad for how simple he was to dictate where he threw the ball. It's like we told him where to throw the ball.
Oh my God.
And it was like it was very easy to play him because we dictated what he did. And they were just laughing. And that was the moment I was just like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done here. I was never a Chad Henne fan, but I was like, yeah, this ain't going to work.
That's when it's over, when the defense is scheming to say, hey, we know how to make you throw it right there.
Yeah.
It's bad business.
2008, Jake Long. Do you remember back then they were able to sign their contracts before the draft?
Jake Long made $57 million and instantly became the highest paid offensive lineman in the NFL.
And he was worth it.
Was he worth the number one, or should have been Matt Ryan?
I thought he was worth it. I mean, we could say it should have been
hindsight,
Matt Ryan.
But, you know, hindsight.
I'm gonna say hindsight. Hall of Famer if he doesn't get any injuries.
And he was and that's the other thing about the injury bug, like we were talking about before. You have a guy like Frank Gore, injury, and he played like, what, 15-year career?
Yeah, but Frank had a degenerative knee condition that when they both tore and they both got repaired. And after they got repaired and he rehabbed, he was stronger than ever. Now, Frank definitely shouldn't have, you know, I was very glad that Frank went to the NFL when he did. But, you know, it could have went south for him. I mean, back in the day, back in not those days, but back early before that, like Yetiel Green, if a guy had a knee injury, there was no guarantee he was coming back. And now it's just a foregone conclusion, of course, that they're coming back and they could be just as good as they once were. Like, you got a knee injury.
And then you got a guy like Jake Long, never injured in college. And look what happened. It's a crapshoot.
As I recall, the injury situation began in the final game of one preseason when for some godforsaken reason that I'll never understand, he actually was in the lineup and he got hurt. Preseason finale.
Then we have 2007 was
Edgin Jr.
Yeah, we know his family very well.
Oh, very well. Yeah. And he actually had a respectable NFL career. You guys know he recently got arrested for DUI. Mm-hmm. And was a coach of a UFL team?
NFL, the Columbus Aviators. Yes.
I think if he was a second round pick, it would have been a hit. But going ninth overall. Then you have Jason
he
Allen.
He should have never been traded. He should have been paired with Brandon Marshall. I don't know why Parcells just didn't want him around.
You know exactly why Parcells didn't want him around.
Why? Why did Parcells not want him around? I don't know. I actually don't know.
Contact. Because Parcells wanted tough guys, and Ted Ginn Jr. made it
happen.
Oh,
okay.
Out of bounds.
Yep.
Mm. Still a good player.
Yeah. But was he worth the pick?
Would have complimented Brandon Marshall quite well. But, yeah. You know, sure. I think they gave him away for like it turned into Nolan Carroll. Yeah.
2006, Jason Allen. 16th overall pick.
Bust.
Force.
Who was that? I don't even remember.
Corner.
Oh, okay.
And then 2005. No,
he was actually a safety. Tennessee.
He played both, actually.
Yeah.
2005. Number two pick, Ronnie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Hindsight, if we could go back in time.
Aaron Rodgers.
You take Aaron Rodgers. But who did we have at quarterback in 2005?
Remember when people wanted Ted Ginn, wanted Brady Quinn instead of Ted Ginn?
Yes.
And for the record, and I will continue to say it, Brady Quinn is the worst quarterback I've ever seen in a Dolphins uniform.
How long was he a Dolphin for?
For me, it was Josh Heupel. Do you remember Josh Heupel?
I've never seen Josh Heupel, yeah.
Although he said after the fact that he was dealing with a shoulder injury, but he was still practicing, and it was like, man, he made Tua look like he had Josh Allen's arm. I mean,
yeah, but Brady Quinn was telling people, I'm throwing this many interceptions because the coaches want me to get the secondary, you know, get secondary prepared. And the secondary people were, the people in the secondary were like, oh, he was bad. He was bad. Anyway, I never saw Heupel, but yeah.
This makes you realize, though, from a quarterback perspective, you know how teams say, oh, man, we've been looking for a quarterback forever. Those same teams, just like the Dolphins, you just passed up on like five generational opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah. There will be somebody in this draft from a quarterback position that doesn't go in the first round. Nobody's hyping up. And they'll have a solid, respectable, if not Pro Bowl, 10-year career. They'll be Kirk Cousins, and everybody will miss on them. You know, you just have to be very good at evaluating talent. And realistically, there might be five teams that are actually good at evaluating quarterbacks, and that's really sad, but it's the truth. It's the reality.
Well, other than the Dolphins, what are the other four?
I know Kansas City's good at evaluating quarterbacks.
Omar didn't get that, or he just gets
it. I got it. I ignored it because,
I'm like, what is Allen talking about?
Like, if Kansas City wants that quarterback, I want that quarterback.
Mm. Yeah.
Who have they nailed other than Patrick Mahomes?
Have they drafted anyone else besides Patrick Mahomes?
Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes.
Andy Reid knows how to evaluate quarterbacks. It's Andy Reid, not Kansas City.
Like I said, who have they nailed in the draft? Because you just said they know how to draft quarterback.
Donovan McNabb.
That was in Philly.
He traded for Alex Smith, who had a very respectable career. He got Michael Vick out of jail. He got Michael Vick when he was coming out of jail. Andy Reid knows what he wants and knows how to develop it.
But again, okay. Dude, other than Mahomes,
tell me the time. Kevin Cobb turned into got money.
AJ Feely got money from Andy Reid, and the Dolphins traded for him, and he was a backup.
But we ruin everybody, Alan.
Dude, AJ Feely's talking to us in the locker room and he's shooting the breeze type of thing, and he's telling us he's more comfortable as a backup when the Dolphins traded a second round pick to get him. And we're like, oh, exactly. That was our reaction.
I can't do this alone.
We just got demonetized. Chaz says, do you guys think the second round picks sit out for fully guaranteed contracts this year, or is the league moving off of that?
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
The league can't move off nothing. That's what I mean.
Can you imagine that? The NFL team's still telling agents.
Oh, no, we're not
still going to hold our ground.
That no, supposedly all of the second round picks, they're supposed to get the guarantees into the third round. Is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, third round's going to set out.
Not like the first 10 picks of the third round. They progressively understand that right now the competition for the NFL is college football. Mm. College football, we're getting to a point where college football is going to pay players more than the NFL if they're not first or second round draft picks. So the enticement for you to come into the draft is that you'll have 4 years of guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where college cannot do that. But right now, you're getting the South Carolina quarterback. He stayed in college for $4 million. There was no guarantee he was going to be a first-round pick. So he's getting – if he stays in throughout the remainder of college, he's going to make $8 million. And there's no guarantee that – like, give you – Drew Aller and Garrett Nussmeier, they were supposed to be sure-shot, lock first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't pan out for him. You know, you just don't know.
John with a $13 donation said, what would it cost to move from 11 to 8 if we love Bain, Downs, Delaney, Mauinoa? I think we need to go to 8. Should I pull up the chart?
Yeah, you're gonna have to do like a late
three spots.
Oh, a third. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. A third.
So the three eighth spots? Pick
give up
is
a third to move up three spots.
Plus eighth a little profit. It might be a late second. Yeah.
I'll only do that for Delaney.
It's not that. It's only 150 Delaney. Point difference.
So which is what? The value of a third of a
88th round? Overall pick.
That's a third round.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to give a little profit to move up.
All right, listen.
Dolphins have 75, 87, 90, and 94. It probably would cost them 75.
Mm. I would do
I'm
it.
Trending up. We have too many needs to be giving picks away.
No. Go get that generational player, man.
One of them will be there at 11.
I only want one. I don't want it. I only want one. If he starts to slide, that's.
If you look at, what was it? Because I did this. The mock draft consensus big board, all four of those dudes were gone by 11.
Bane is not. Bane is going
to
be
there. T-Rex will be there.
I'm just telling you the consensus. Yeah. Big board had Bain at 7. It was Mendoza, Reese, David Bailey, Jeremiah Love, Francis Mauinoa, Sonny Styles, Reuben Bain, Carnell Tate, Caleb Downs, Mansoor Delane, Dolphins, sucks to be you. You're not getting any of those.
I think Tate is going to be there at 11. I think Bain is going to be there at 11.
What I'm reading this morning is Tate is practically a lock to be.
Yeah,
top 10 and maybe 6 to Cleveland.
Go for it, please do.
Yeah. Dude, I
agree with you. Like, if Cleveland wants to take him, please do.
Consensus big board: the Dolphins would not get any of those guys.
They're wrong all the time.
Okay.
Ohio John said, "Always been curious. How long do you think it took everyone to realize Ireland messed up on the Deion Jordan pick?
Rookie first year. Suspension.
Rookie year. Yep."
First suspension. Did he get suspended his rookie year?
His rookie year, he was dealing with a contract issue, as I recall.
I don't know. Here's my perspective on the Deion Jordan thing. I don't think – and keep the whole – I'm not – if I'm drafting, I'm not drafting somebody whose family has addiction problems because I'm sorry, that runs in that's a bloodline thing. No offense to anybody who has family members with an addiction problem, but you have an addictive personality, you got to be really disciplined. But Deion Jordan's selection made Olivier Vernon become Olivier Vernon. And it drove him, it motivated him. He probably would have been a good player without it, but it put that extra fuel battery in his back. But Deion Jordan, like I remember having a conversation with Chris Greer, and this was for a piece that I was doing as a column, and it was a private conversation. I was like, I need to know what lessons you learned from the selection of Deion Jordan. And he told me all the lessons that he had learned from that process, because clearly when you make that big of a mistake, you better learn something from it. And that draft, he selected Charles Harris. And I was just like.
By the way, in 2013 is when he was drafted. It's when he signed his contract on that same day, according to the site I just saw. That's when he was placed on the non-football illness list.
Nolby over here. Let Omar know throwing five and Bill the drippers is not a workout.
Let's see if Omar's an arm queen when he's doing that.
I would never throw a $5 bill, and I also do not make it rain in the club. People have given me $1,000 in ones. I remember Pat, well, I used to be with I Am Athlete. Like, we go, clearly we go to strip clubs. And Pac-Man would give you a stack. And he's like, throw it on the girls. And I'm being so stingy with my $1,000 stack. I know I walked home with like $300. Those girls was not getting that stack.
Oh my god.
I was like, I worked too hard to be giving just throwing money in the air. Like, no.
Idle Man says, if Styles falls to 11, is he our pick? Trade Brooks to Browns for a third and a sixth. Yeah. Higher.
No, don't trade Brooks to Browns for a third and sixth.
No, but Sonny.
Sonny Styles is that dude.
Y'all had a Bane at 11 after the car crash stuff. No. Like Omar said, they know about that stuff already.
They know about that stuff. Every team has a Drew Brooks who basically has to get the lowdown on prospects, and they run, you know, police records and things like that. And come on,
here's a good question. This is from me, not from the comment section. The draft movie, love the draft movie.
Love it.
David Putney.
Very accurate.
How accurate is that fall? Does that happen where a guy who should be drafted falls and everyone's like, why? I'm not taking him then.
Yes. I mean, we've seen it. Laramie Tunsil fell. There are players who fall every year. Players who fall out of – look at Shedeur Sanders. Mm. Like, and it was more personality than talent. Like,
the only part of it that was a little nuts. I mean, it was I'm gonna give you your three first round picks, and then later on in the draft, or the quarterback sliding, you're gonna be back my three first round picks.
Yeah.
Well, now I want David Putney too. But it was funny. It was funny though.
It's too funny. Garp Gump said consensus over the last 2 weeks, mock drafts have David Bailey, edge of Texas, falling all the way to the second round. 73 mocks, NFL mock draft DB.
Oh, I am going to take him at 30 before
he's supposedly sliding. I don't know why he's sliding.
If he's at 30, you run to that podium. Are you kidding me? Why is he falling?
Yeah, I don't think he
has an injury.
A lot of times, and I don't know about him in particular, a lot of times guys fall because they have ADHD or because they're bipolar. Yeah. Or because, like, they're difficult to coach, like Rashad Jones. Rashad Jones is a second-round talent who fell in the fifth round just because he was difficult to coach. Teams do get the lowdown on players, and so they – not every star is a good teammate. Some of them are jerks. Like, you know, we've known some jerks around here.
You think Zion's going to fall, like out of the second, possibly out of the third? Because he has those off the field stuff.
Who's Zion? Which one is that?
The pass rusher out of Missouri.
Oh, I like him. Sorry.
Because he has the fight in the tunnel, the Michigan State.
And then good, we need that.
A DUI.
Never mind.
He had a DUI.
No, I like him. But I like
him. So you like him. So you like him.
But I like him. But you can't put everybody in this environment. You can't.
That's the other thing.
Yep.
It's different going to Buffalo, to Cleveland, to Green Bay. It's different getting drafted there and then getting drafted to Miami.
There was a certain star player, and I'm not going to name the names.
Name them.
No. I didn't go to Tootsie's all the time, but I had never been there and not seen him. Like,
you mean recently?
What year into his NFL career was he?
Not. I'm not going there.
Yeah. You don't have to disclose, but was this recent?
Yeah, recent.
Omar, is this during the season? How late is he staying? Is he drinking?
Yes.
During the season?
Yes.
Okay.
Was it within the last 3 years?
Lived there. Like, I'd never gone there without him being there. And, he eventually, coaches, they got rid of him. They moved him.
Man,
some people cannot handle this environment.
Yeah.
They can't.
That's what I'm saying.
And I know y'all think I'm playing, but I go to spots and I'll see players and it's not just the players that live here. It's the players from other teams. But this is the off season. Imagine if this was home for you. Like,
yeah.
there was an era of the team, and I don't want to tell anybody business, but there was an era of the team after Friday's practice. They all met at Coco's. Like, and everybody knew, 4 o'clock, everybody meet at Coco's. Our wives, girlfriends think we still at work.
What's Coco's?
Thank you.
Coco's is a strip club.
How do you not? I don't even know what Coco's is. But if Omar's talking about it, how do you not know?
No. I know. I'm just saying.
I don't want people to think that, like, understand that strip clubs in Miami are clubs that just so happen to have naked ladies up there.
And
they're women who there's lines of women going inside the club. Because the women want to go where the men are, and they're just so happy. It's a club. 11 is just a club. People, 11 is just a club. It has naked women in a cage. Like, and people are throwing money in the cage and whatever.
So you go to free them.
Huh?
You go to free them. Get them out.
Nah, I ain't freeing no. It's a podium, not a cage. Let me
right.
And
wow.
and my favorite spot, Booby Trap on the River. Booby Trap on the River, phenomenal. If I showed you the women there, you
would stop talking about it, getting the sponsor.
Yeah. but it's literally a club. Mm. And you go there at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's an after hour spot, so there's like a line of 100 people.
Stop pitching until they sponsor.
Oh, okay.
Right. Anyway, Golden Thumb says Poop is the professor of Rock Your Bro.
Huh?
You both pull widely specific details out of nowhere, and you guys are twins.
Now I'm going to have to look up Professor of Rock or put
Rock
in
Your Bro.
Professor of Rock Your Bro. Yes.
You don't know who that is at all.
Y'all know you're looking him up, right?
D-Hug all day, been a member for 11 months.
We have figured you out.
No, shout I actually do know who that is.
He said Jake Long with the right pick couldn't stay up, though. Yeah. JT, member for 7 months, saying, going to be a unicorn team this year. Put a horn on the logo. Interesting. Kelly with a big $50 donation. Said, thanks for another great show. Did you guys see the Landry interview? Can I get a TD whispered Super Bowl?
I saw the clip of what Landry said, and every single word that he said was absolutely true.
Which clip? I mean, there are a couple of clips
about how Adam Gase sent him to Cleveland and as a punishment, and and him going up. He went up to the office and begged them for a contract in December of the final month, and the Dolphins offered him like 70 cents on the dollar.
Less and he got a stupid contract from the Browns, if we're going to be honest about it.
He was still a Pro Bowl player with the Browns.
He was a possession receiver.
He was, but he was a tough possession receiver.
You know what it is? Dolphin fans like to remember games. So, like, with Jarvis Landry, it was the Titans-Texans game that year with Dan Campbell as the head coach, where he just went off.
Let's make it muddy. Landry or Waddle?
Landry. Landry was, like Omar says, Landry was that dog. He had that dog in him.
You should have paid him then.
Yep. That was the first video I ever made covering the Dolphins, was that trade. I was not happy about it. That and Dominican Sue.
Read the comment. That's funny.
John C. With the 13 said, Omar, he might be saying the same thing every time I come here. Omar is here.
And you know what? Every time
he goes to the locker room, he's like that B-rider. Every time I'm at Christie's, man, he is here.
I don't know if he's always there, but every time
I'm here, he's here. And Karan, member for a month, said, Coco beware. Coco be unaware of Coco's. Good one. That's a good one. But we are out of here. Thanks for hopping in, checking us out. Again, hit that subscribe button. If you're new, hit the like button. We will be live Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I will be there, but not for the full time because I have to put my children to sleep. But I will be there from 7 to 7:30. And the guys will be there for the full hour because they're better than me. But go check them out because they are better than me. Omar Kelly, great articles on the Miami Herald. Alan Poupart, great articles on the Miami Dolphins on SI. And Alan, get throw it in there. What do you normally say about Miami Dolphins on SI?
It's free.
And it's free.
Check out TD Fence Talk over on his YouTube channel. He also has the AFC's Roundtable and Roundtable Sports. And you can check me out here. And you also, tonight, I will be on Teron Armstead's channel if you want to go over and
hear what talking about
and talk. He's going to ask me a bunch of draft questions, he said.
I have to listen to the Aaron Brewer interview.
Yeah. It's a good one. It is a good one. He's growing. He keeps asking me questions about what to do and all that stuff. So he's definitely growing. But we will see you guys Wednesday, 7 o'clock. We're going to talk about what Halfley had to say. But other than that, we are out. Peace.